Pleased to welcome to the program today the president of the Quincy Education Association, Gail Carvalho, is joining us to chat about the recent contract agreement that came to terms on Friday. Hi, Gail, how are you?
I'm well, Joe. How are you? Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure, really. I appreciate the opportunity to get some information about this agreement and the long road that it took to get there. Sure. What happened on Friday?
So on Friday, the bargaining team for the city and the QEA's bargaining team of 11 were able to come to terms. We were able to get some movement on both sides. I think everyone's walking away pretty happy. We are taking the same salary increase that all the other unions are taking, but we're also seeing some movement in longevity pay, which is something we felt really strongly about. The city recognized the need to equalize parental leave benefits across the city to extend to even our members in the QEA. And prep time, which, as you know, we have 10,000 students in the Quincy Public Schools. We have a staff of 900 professional educators, but that growth of staffing and student population hasn't kept pace. So extra prep time is incredibly important to so many of our members.
Are you able to get it all into the details? I know that the parental leave and the classroom prep time and the longevity works kind of three of the sticking points. Is that right?
That is right. I can get into some of that. I do need to ratify this contract with my membership. The members were given a copy of the MOA on Friday afternoon. We got it out as soon as we could to them. And we're going to talk to them tonight. And then we'll hopefully have a ratification meeting next week. But as far as the terms, right now, any parent in the Quincy Public Schools can use up to 12 weeks of their accrued sick time, which is almost a double an improvement of what we currently have, as well as our younger members would be able to, in their first 3 years, borrow against future sick time earnings, which would give them a little bit more of a buffer to stay home and to care for their youngest and newest family members.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're all good.
I was just going to say, does the agreement, I know that one of the questions was, can members bank their accrued time so other members could use it if possible? Was that reached to an agreement?
Yeah. So the sick bank was our response to our extended sick leave benefit that we currently have. In our current contract, we have an extended sick leave plan that should a member have a catastrophic illness, need to be out, and they've exhausted their sick leave, we have a benefit that allows the district to continue to pay them at two-thirds pay for the rest of the school year. Is it the best benefit? No, but right now that is what we're going to remain with for right now. I know that the school committee has committed to putting the idea of establishing a sick bank for our members into a subcommittee. Of course, that is a mandatory subject of bargaining with the QEA, and so hopefully we'll get to that point. We do think that a sick bank for our members is something that we would eagerly anticipate for our next contract in 2025.
So what would you say, Gail, were what did both sides kind of give or bend on in order to reach this agreement?
Sure. So for us, we are giving the use of Aspen, the mandated use of Aspen for grades 6 to 12, and that all of our educators will be using that to communicate grades with families. Now, we always believe that our educators are often communicating with families in a plethora of different ways, Google Classroom, email, all of the things that we do, newsletters that go home, all of those things that our educators do every single day in the Quincy Public Schools. We know that they are talking to their families. I think the district felt very strongly about the use of Aspen as our student gradebook program. So we are going to be moving forward with that. we were not able to sort of get, how do I put this? Some positions that we were really looking for, additional adjustment counselors. That was one thing that we were not able to get. However, we do believe that the community at large knows that these positions are incredibly important. We need to support our kids, especially those who are suffering with any sort of anxiety or mental health issues. And we're hopeful that the committee and the district will hear from families and fund positions such as those.
Okay. And in terms of the city side, what did they kind of relent on?
Yeah, so we were looking for a restructuring a little bit of our pay structure in order to make us a little more competitive to teachers who are starting out. And we need to have a more competitive base salary for those who we are hiring. We're in an educational crisis. People are not going into education. So the district is hiring more educators that do not yet have a master's degree. So we needed the bachelor's level to be a little more competitive. And in order to do that, and the other reason, Joe, is when you hire someone with a bachelor's degree, they have 3 years to attain a master's degree in order to stay employed. So we need them to be able to live and be able to afford to take classes to get their master's degree. So we made the lower end of the scale more competitive and a little more reasonable. And then at the very top of our scale, those we're called the master's degree plus 45 credits. There's a slight market adjustment there, get them a little bit more, because those are our members who have not only stayed and dedicated many, many years to Quincy Public Schools, but also continue to be lifelong learners. A graduate level class at this point, roughly $700-$800, depending on where you're taking it. So it's an expense to stay certified and qualified as an educator in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Would you say, Gail, that the state mediation process really helped?
I really don't know that it helped. I think the two sides were at a point where having somebody impartial in the room was not unhelpful, but we probably should have been able to get to where we were months ago, quite honestly.
Yeah, it does seem like there was a stalemate there for quite a while. And would you say the parental leave policy was the biggest issue?
I think that when we're talking about the change in our workplace, right, and the change in not just our workplace as educators, but in the vast scope of our society, employers are looking at parental leave and other enticements for young parents in a very different light, especially post-COVID. We do recognize that the state of Massachusetts, if you work for a private employer, you get 8 weeks paid parental leave. And if we want to actually keep qualified and professional people coming into municipal work in general, municipalities need to make those adjustments.
How close was there to a teacher's strike, Gail?
It was pretty close. It was. We were a few hours out, and that was a very, very, very stressful. There's no doubt, stressful time. But our members were out on the Hancock Adams Common at 3 o'clock on Friday, and I have never hugged so many people I've never met before, and it was incredibly joyful. But the one thing I will say, Joe, is there's not an educator in the state who does not want to do their job and be cherished. Nurture and educate the kids that they are in front of every single day. That is what we want to do. Work actions are a drastic response to feeling unheard, for sure.
Will you do anything differently for the next contract negotiation?
Oh gosh, well, right now I'm not really thinking about that. What I'm thinking about is ratification for next week. And I think the important thing for the QEA moving forward is to maintain a real level of unity and solidarity. It is it has been one of the joys of the past 2 years in the SHUB. It'll be 2 years in June to have met so many of the 900 and to go into school buildings and talk to teachers and educators and hear what they need. And hopefully I can continue to do that work.
Yeah. Will there be any work to kind of, I don't know, mend relationships or at least improve communication with the administration going forward?
Well, I think that, there are certainly people in the administration that I feel like I have very good relationships with. So I'm looking forward to continuing those relationships for sure.
Okay. Anything you'd like folks on Quincy to know about the teachers, about this contract, about the union, and about the schools in general?
Sure. The first thing I do need to say is a colossal thank you to the parents and community members who've shown us support. It is a support, and it has just been, the outpouring has been amazing. We had 1,000 lawn signs, and all of them were signed up for and claimed. We have a couple hundred more that are still here that we're trying to get out to people. And we have just been touched and honored and humbled by the support from the community. We hope we continue to earn that trust with the community every day.
Sure. What's the actual date of the ratification vote, Gail? Do you have a date yet?
Yeah, so we have to give the members 7 days notice. As soon as I have a location, I'm working with QPS right now. I'm hoping that that we can get, it's probably going to have to be the Quincy High Auditorium. It's the largest space we have. So as soon as I have a date for that, I'll know. I can update you as soon as I do know on that date.
Okay, great.
Hopefully next Monday. That would be great.
I noticed there are some vacancies on the union management team.
On our side,
mm-hmm.
We had our secretarial, our secretary position that was being filled by our grievance chair, Nicole Prevost. So, I do believe that this year, I'm not going to have an issue with getting membership involved. We've gotten a lot of involvement. It's been incredible. It's been lovely.
Have you had, I'm curious, Weymouth, of course, as you know, just reached agreement not too long ago. I think Braintree is still in negotiations. Have you had contact with those unions?
So we do. We the union presidents in this region, we do talk to each other. We try once a month to at least touch base and sort of have a Zoom and talk to each other. Mike Murphy over in Weymouth, of course, was thrilled to have their contract settled. They've been in mediation for some time. It did not go as quickly as it went here in Quincy. And I do know that Braintree, that's Trung Din and Molly Fitzgerald, that's their leadership team. I know that they are working hard. They've organized their members. And we, of course, will be sending our members there to help support them in any way we can.
Okay. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
Just that our members are excited to go back and, or not to go back, but to be back in the classrooms every single day and looking forward to a good spring and a safe end of the school year.
Great. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you, Gail. Please let us know how it goes after the vote.
Right. You got it. No worries. Thank you.